Hello everyone, my name is Max Meldrum and today I'll be talking about Archon, a state-first Rust streaming runtime. So let's get started. So the agenda is I will shortly introduce myself, then we'll get onto something more interesting, which is the product motivation of Archon and also a bit about the vision for the future. Then I'll talk about the Archon runtime itself, and then I'll dive into something more unique about Archon, which is the TSS language. And this is something that is in work in progress. And then I'll have a short demo and then end off with a summary. Okay, so short about me. I'm a PhD student in the Distributed Computing Group at KDH in Sweden. And we have experience working with analytic systems in the past, such as Apache Flink. And my interests lie in the intersection of a few fields. So it's distributed systems and streaming systems and databases. So in short, I like building things, and I want to build things that actually are used and so they don't end up as toy research systems. Okay, so I'm assuming that most of you are aware of what streaming systems are. Some of you have heard of probably Apache Flink and Apache Spark Structured Streaming. So I'll just do a short recap of what streaming systems do. Usually on the left side, you have sources in a data flow graph that ingest data from systems such as Kafka or Pulsar. And then this data flows through the graph through operators, and they run transformations and pass the data along in the graph. And usually you have a sink in the end that outputs the data to a external system. Okay, so let's look at how they're used today, at least in the context of a large organization or in an end-to-end pipeline. So you have the ingestion layer at the bottom, and then you have the stream processor, and then typically it's connected to some form of data lake, whether it's Apache Hudi, Delta Lake, or Iceberg, a format. And then this data is backed by lake storage, which then data scientists can run analytics on using their framework of choice. Okay, so why another system? So why are we building Archon? So one of the main reasons is that existing systems are output-centric. So if we look at the figure down here, so usually they ingest data, they have some state inside, but this state is only used to produce outputs. We're not really working with the state directly. And one reason we're not doing this is that in existing systems, it's more or less a black box. There are some systems that provide a raw API or even SQL nowadays, I think. But there's no way to work with the state using time semantics and supporting state that is updated by out-of-order records. There, you have to provide guarantees. So why should we take a state-first approach? Well, if we look at this figure, we can see that there's a form of mismatch, because in an end-to-end pipeline, this might be how the system is used. You work with the outputs, and you send the outputs to other systems for other form of analysis. But the problem is when you do this is that when the data leaves the system, you don't have the same form of time semantics or consistency semantics across the systems. So what we want to do is to move basically everything into the first system. We want to try to do as much as possible within the streaming system itself. So let's talk about the state context. So let's say that we have Anna here, which she's a data scientist, and she wants to work on state inside the streaming system using some SQL or DataFrame API. So she might ask herself, like, okay, did I access consistent state? And what version of the state is she looking at? What I mean by version here is what version in time. So is it the latest, or is it the state at 1 o'clock, or is it 1 past 1? So this is what I mean by version. And the ambition in Archon and with the TSS language that we will get into later on is that you want to be able to run form of queries to extract the state. So let's say that Anna wants to look at the state at sharp 13 today, or maybe she wants something more advanced, which would be collecting the state every 5 minutes between 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock. So let's look at the R convolution. It's a bit similar as the other figure. We have the ingestion layer, and then we have the Archon streaming ecosystem. And in this ecosystem, you have streaming applications that run, I mean, you're supporting regular stream analytics using event time and windows and operators and so on. But then you have the TSS language, which can be used to extract state either from a single application or even doing time alignment across applications. And this is something quite unique. And then this state is backed by object storage, perhaps in a open format such as Parquet. And this is what we're